About a fortnight later, the youngsters began to show their heads and their speckled breasts at the doorway, and presently they attempted to fly to the roof. Three of them succeeded, but the fourth fluttered to the ground. And Duncan's mother, who happened to be watching, was just in time to save it from a neighbor's cat. The hired man got a ladder and put the young bird back in the nest, and very soon the little family got safely away. Duncan was so much encouraged by his success that he began to plan for the following season. He built smaller, single-roomed houses for the bluebirds and tree swallows and put them up in the fall. He saved the larger house for the martins this time by blocking the doorways with strips of wood until it was about time for them to return. Just as he had hoped, the first bluebirds built in one of the smaller boxes and a pair of tree swallows in the other. But when he spoke of trying to get the purple martins, most of the neighbors shook their heads and laughed.